Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God. Welcome to In the Bullpen, Up and Ready, a ministry of developing contenders. The call has come. You need to get up and ready now.
And look who's coming up. High fly ball into right field. She is gone!
In a moment, I'll be reading our text for today, which is 1 John 5, verses 1 through 6. That passage is continuing the subject the apostle covered in chapter 4, verses 7 through 21. And in that passage, chapter 4, he teaches on the essence, evidence, and effect of love. In 1 John 5, 1 through 6, he demonstrates that faith, love, and obedience are always intertwined in those who have been born of God. And John proclaims our joy, assurance, and victory in King Jesus. Hear now God's word, revealed, inspired, inerrant, and infallible in 1 John 5, verses 1 through 6. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the one who gives new birth loves also the one who has been born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and do his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For everything that has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the overcoming that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is the one who overcomes the world, but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with water only, but with the water and with the blood. It is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is the truth. In verses 1 through 3, we read of the evidence or the proof that we are begotten of God, that we are his children. Because we have been born again, we believe. And this faith results in love for God and love for one another. If there is no obedience, there is no love, which means there is no faith, which indicates there is no new birth. However, we know we are the children of God, and that we love God, and that we love one another by keeping God's commandments. And doing so isn't a burden. We joyfully obey whatever it is he requires. In verses 4 through 6, John declares our victory in the only begotten Son of God. We will fail in our love, we will fail in our obedience, but Jesus Christ never does. And being united to our Savior by faith, we overcome the world. We overcome the world only because King Jesus has overcome the world. The world, as John uses it here, is referring to all that is contrary to faith in Christ and loving obedience to his commandments. The final verse in our text declares that the person and work of Christ bears witness to the truth, and God the Holy Spirit bears witness to this truth as well. To sum it all up, it is in Jesus, through Jesus, and because of Jesus and Jesus Christ alone that we are capable of being committed to sacrifice our most loved possessions, to sacrifice for the sake and gain of our brothers and sisters in Christ. It is the command of King Jesus that we do so, and there are no excuses allowed. But neither is there room for boasting. Like Paul, we must always say, "But may it never be that I would boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world." O victory in Jesus, our Savior, forever! He loved us ere we knew him, and all our love is due him. He, plunges us to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Get your eyes up, fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, and be ready to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow him.